Now, you mentioned that you were working with architects. Can you give some examples of adapting your methods to do that?
It became very obvious when I had my first introduction to one of the architect's practices that using visual methods, using photographs and plans and models, was very much part of the everyday practice in the architect's office. And so it seemed to be a natural way to help the communication between the young children and the architects, to work with images that the young children had made. And in the main, that was children's own photographs. And so when I first met one of the architects, John Jenner, he showed me a storyboard of images of some of the building projects he'd been involved in. And that seemed a very natural way of me helping the architects to understand more fully the young children's perspectives by making the equivalent of storyboards or large visual maps of the children's own photographs, to have a more in-depth conversation about what the young children thought about their existing environment. And from that basis, to then think about what could be possible features of the new environment.